This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Little Bear's Two Caves, written by myself, Joaquin A. Figueroa. Little Bear's Two Caves help children who have been either directly or indirectly impacted by divorce and separation. It helps them focus on the individual time spent with both mommy and daddy, respectively, in their own caves. You can purchase Little Bear's Two Caves on Amazon. They have the Kindle version or the paperback version. The paperback will be delivered to your home in as little as 2 weeks. So please give the gift of understanding and order your copy today.
Welcome to the Asylum Podcast. Broadcasting from the Asylum Studio in the 585.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Asylum Podcast, the most prolific podcast in the world. And as always, I am your humble host, Joaquin Figueroa. And today I wanted to talk to you about being authentically you. In this social media driven world, it's very easy to see other people achieving success and wanting to emulate that, copy their every move. When they come out with something, you want to come out with something exactly the same. Because when you're in the pursuit of success, it's very easy to think like, man, they came out of nowhere. They're killing it. They must be doing something right. And what we don't realize is that, yes, they are doing something right. However, they've been doing the quote unquote wrong thing for a long time. And now just happens to be the time that everything started to come together. So when you go to copy someone's every move, you're robbing yourself of the lessons that's going to help you be authentically you. Now, when you're authentic to you and your brand, people will gravitate towards you because you are delivering something new, something completely new, something that you cannot deliver when you're struggling to be like someone else and struggling to produce a product the same way that they've produced a product, instead of trying to figure out that thing that's going to set you apart. Because they may be the hot thing right now, and they may have that run for a while, you know? And if you're just emulating them, you're constantly going to be behind that person, behind that brand. And your products are just going to be copies of that thing, that it thing right now. When you're authentically you and your brand is authentic to itself, you've probably gone through a long time of doing what feels like the wrong thing because not as many eyes are on it, or not that many people comment on your content, or, everyone has something to say, or nobody even supports you. You know, you're going to go through that, and it's going to be tiring. It's going to be upsetting. And then at some point, what you're going to do is you're just going to say, screw it. I'm going to do it anyway. And one day it'll catch. And I promise you that one day it will. I'm not telling you this because, you know, I'm better. I'm doing something better than most people and whatnot. I'm doing this because I've been there, right? Frustrated because I feel like I'm not getting the support that I deserve or the support that I need. I've been that person that has supported numerous people in their endeavors and, just in general, like as a friend, you know, for years and years and years since I was young. I'm always that person that's, yo, I'm willing to help. I'm willing to do whatever. And then I find that in a lot of cases, it's not reciprocated, right? When I need that same type of help. So I'm coming from a place where I've been there
And, you know, I've experienced that and I had to get past that. And here we are. Now I'm just pushing content, regardless of whether this gets one listen, two listens, I'm pushing out content because I know that it's helping me grow and it's helping me be more authentic to myself, to my brand, to, you know, and I'm learning so many things along the way that I never would have forced myself to do. And, you know, my breakthrough opportunity might be a year from now, 6 months from now, 3 years from now, 5, 7, 10 years from now. I, you know, how do we know? The only thing that I do know is that by being me and by fine tuning these small skills that you may, you know, you may look at it and go, who does he think he is? Why is he recording himself and giving advice or speaking his mind? Like, who is he? Doesn't matter. I'm putting myself out there. If it gets, you know, if somebody puts up a bad comment or something like that, which they don't, but if they do, I was very nervous about that before, by the way, but if they do, okay, what would prompt that person to say something like that? How can I change it so that that's not how it's perceived? Move forward, learn the lesson. Boom, I'm done. But at least I'm being me. I'm putting myself out there and I'm learning along the way. Because 10 years from now, if I keep this up, can you imagine what type of a beast I'm going to be at this particular, like at speaking, at being in front of a camera, which made me extremely nervous for the longest time. You know, the microphone made me nervous for the longest time. And here we are today, right? Doing a solo episode, just talking to you one-on-one. And it still gets a little nerve-wracking, but not as much as it used to. So just be authentically you, and it's going to suit you so much better in the future because you're not struggling to keep up with someone. You're not struggling to keep up with a particular thing when they come out with the latest and greatest. You're not kicking yourself in the ass for it, you know, because you didn't come up with it first. Because quite honestly, if you're copying people, you're never going to be first. You're always going to be riding the coattails of that person that you're emulating. So be authentically you. And don't copy other success because that's just going to hold you back. It's hindering you. So be your own driving force and come up with new innovative things. And something that may seem stupid that you wanted to try, it may seem stupid because no one else is doing it. Probably going to be the first person to do that. And that's probably what's going to give you that edge. You just have to fine tune it if you keep going. People always want that fresh new thing, right? And it's always stupid until it catches. And people, look at TikTok, right? People are just dancing. I was one of them. Like, yo, that's like, these people look stupid. Why? Like, how is creating an app that has to do with music and creating these dances, these dance videos, like nobody's going to do that for the long run. And look at it, it's growing. Why? Because everything always starts off as one thing and evolves into another. So it started off with dances. Now I'm seeing skits. Now I'm seeing pretty much what I'm seeing in other, like on all other platforms without the, you know, without the need to really, promote certain things, right? It's just fun. It's all disguised as fun. So people want it. People are going to do it. And like Gary Vee said, within the next 10 years, you're going to see that evolve much greater. So you better jump on it now. But that's one of those things, right? How many social media sites are there? They had the idea to do something around dancing. Screw it. They put their name in the game and now it's evolving, changing things up. So, but also while I sit here and I tell you not to copy anyone, to be authentically you, I don't want you to think that I'm telling you that you can't be influenced by others. You can absolutely be influenced by others, But being influenced by others is seeing their success, seeing their product, and, you know, it having a very specific quality and standard, and you applying that quality and standard to you and your brand. You don't have to emulate everything that they do, but if you, you know, if you're influenced by them, then man, you see their success, and you know you're genuinely happy to see someone else succeeding. Be like, man, I you know, that's how I want to be one day. And work hard at it. You know, I'm a firm believer in, you know, seeing what you can achieve in your mind before it can ever come, you know, into fruition here on earth, seeing that you can get there and actually believing that you can get there. Now, I'm not saying that it's easy. It's not going to be easy for you to kick out those negative thoughts, because the negative thoughts are there, right? The negative thoughts are there. You have two types of thoughts that go through your mind at all times, right? You always have that one voice that gives you the positive motivation, you know, that push you needed to get to the next level. And then you have that voice in your ear that gives you the worst case scenario, that negative talk, that, you know, like everything else. And we all do that. We all have that. Now the one thing that the successful people have is they made it a habit to kick that negative thought out and do things anyway. So let the positive persevere. Don't give in to the negative talk in your head, because that's what's trying to hold you back. That's also what's trying to hold you back, right? So if you can take anything away from this conversation, is be authentically you. Don't copy anybody. Don't emulate anybody. And in this social media driven world, it's very easy to want to emulate what others are doing who you feel are successful. Just be you. Be you. Stay true to yourself and do things the best that you can, right? As long as you're doing your best, that's all you can do. You can at least sleep at night knowing that you did your best, right? So, and don't give in to the negative talk. Make it a habit to, as soon as you hear that negativity creeping in, give yourself that positive thought to push it out, right? And I'll leave you with that. But thank you for listening. As always, if people are calling you crazy, you're on the right path.
Welcome to the Asylum Podcast. Broadcasting from the Asylum Studio in the 585. People are calling you crazy. You're on the right path. The Asylum Podcast. Welcome to the Asylum Podcast.